Welcome, Wealth Warriors. This is Tiz Gambacorta's No BS Podcast, the only podcast that delivers the uncensored truth about business and investing success from the trenches straight to your earbuds. Download a free copy of the No BS Guide to Wealth at guide.tiz.tv. And now, once again, it's time to claim back the No BS truth about success and wealth.
6 steps to 6 figures online in 2019. That's exactly what you will learn by the end of this video, the exact 6 steps that I've used and that you can use too to make 6 figures online every year, and specifically the 6 steps that you can use starting today to make 6 figures online in 2019. Now, those 6 steps are going to be the foundations of making 6 figures and more online. Now, make sure to watch this video until the end, because there's also going to be a big element that you'll have to work on to make 6 figures online in 2019. And then by the end of the video, I'm going to show you exactly what that is, and I'm going to be sharing that with you for free. Hi, my name is Tiz Gambacorta. I'm the co-founder of 8020research.com. I'm recording this from Koh Samui in Thailand, where I've come for a few days to spend some time on some of the islands with some super affiliates. And before we go into the 6 steps to make 6 figures online in 2019, if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to this channel, click on the bell icon to be notified when advanced and follow-on trainings to this video are released. And also, if you haven't already, make sure to like the video, comment on it below if you found it useful. So, what are the 6 steps to making 6 figures online in 2019? 6 steps to 6 figures online in 2019. Step one, find your niche. Now, this is very different from anything else you may have heard of. You may have heard find your passion and then money will come, or have a great product and money will come, they will come. That is bullshit. That is just not true. What a lot of people forget is, for example, when Steve Jobs, you may have heard this, gave his commencement speech, I think it was at Stanford or some major US university, and he said, go out there and follow your passion. Well, first of all, not a lot of people have read Steve Jobs' biography and how, when he began, right, before he became rich, he was a lot about following the money and not just following his passion. And last but not least, people forget that when he gave that speech, he was already very, very wealthy, right? So it's very easy to say that. Now, so how do you find your niche? Well, it's typically a combination of 4 things, okay? And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to this channel, like this video, click on the bell icon, because that's going to get you alerted for when we publish and release new tutorials on this specific topic. In fact, we're going to be releasing a tutorial on exactly this, the 4-step process that I share with my students, with my private client students, on how to find your niche. So it's a combination of 4 things. It's an overlap of these 4 things. Number one, what did you grow around and who did you grow around with? So for example, if you grew up in a family of entrepreneurs, of risk takers, then you will have an edge, right? You will think about things, you will look at things in a very different way because that's what you grew up around. Those are the values of taking risk are values that are embedded in you. If on the other hand, for example, just like me, for you grew up in a family of, you know, people, government workers, employees, you know, a very traditional Italian family in my case, then in terms of taking risk and in terms of starting a business, in my family, no one was an entrepreneur, then, you know, you have to do some work. Okay, you'll have different values. So number one is what you grew up around. Number two is essentially what do the worst enemies say about you? Now, mind you, this is not what your friends and family say about you. It's what do your worst enemies recognize that you are good at, okay? Now, those are going to be your true strengths. What are your strengths, okay? For example, they can say that you're very persistent. They could say that you're very attention to detail oriented. So what do your worst enemies say about you? Number three, that is, what is it that you can talk about endlessly for hours on end? Okay, now this is kind of, it links back to what are you passionate about? Now, mind you, it's only 1 of 4 elements, okay? So number three is what can you talk about endlessly? And finally, number four is what have you been doing in the last 5 to 10 years? In your job, in your business, whatever it is, what have you been doing? Now, the reason that that's important is because you may or may not be passionate about it. You may or may not like it, But you will naturally have built experience because you've been doing that for such a long time. You'll naturally have built experience. So what are you very experienced at? So once you find a combination, the overlap of these four things, okay? So what did you grow up around? What values? Number two, what do your enemies say that you're good at? Number three, okay, what are you passionate about? What can you talk about endlessly? Number four, right? What have you been doing for the last 5 to 10 years? That is going to be your niche. Step number two, understand your competitors, okay? See what they're doing, see how they're making money, okay? Because chances are is that if your competitors are already successful in something, okay, well, chances are that there is a proven market, that there is a proven product, okay? And believe me, if your competitors can be successful in a market, there is no reason whatsoever you cannot be successful, okay? Now, are you going to get there overnight? No. Is it going to be easy? No. Will it require some work? Yes. But if they can do it, you can do it too, right? That's how I started in a lot of businesses. I looked at what my competitors were doing. I improved on that. Now, I didn't copy that, but I improved on that with my knowledge, okay, with a different perspective. And in many cases, I became one of the top super affiliates in my industry and sometimes even became the number one affiliate just by knowing what my competitors do. That includes subscribing to their newsletters, buying their products, going to their events, and hey, just buy their stuff, right? The reason I say buy their stuff is number one, you reverse engineer, you understand what they're doing. And number two, chances are is that you're going to learn something because you're going to be in that industry. You have to know what other people are doing, and you also have to know how your customers are being served by other people, by your competitors, so that you can improve on that, okay? Now you may be wondering, hey Tiz, you know, but what if I'm in a totally new market or a totally new product and I don't have any competitors, or I don't know what competitors are doing, I don't have access to them, I either I don't have any or I don't know how to get them. Well, go find them, okay? You have to find who your competitors are. You have to be very close to them, okay? As they say, right? Keep your friends close and your enemies even closer, okay? Now, I'm not saying that your competitors are enemies. I think I've had, you know, there is this concept of co-opetition where you can cooperate with your competitors, and I've done that a number of times very successfully. My students have done it as well. I highly recommend you look into that, okay? How can you partner with your competitors for a win-win situation? But again, that's going to be a topic for a separate video, perhaps. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, okay? So, and if you don't have competitors, then now that is a much, much more serious question and actually worrying question. Because if you don't have any competitors, you may be going into a brand new market. You may be going into an untested market or with an untested product. And can you be successful? Yes. But it's a lot easier, especially if you're just getting started, if you're looking to make 6 figures online in 2019, then I would say as part of the 6 steps to making 6 figures online in 2019, I would say, go into a market that's already proven. Go into a market where there are competitors who are already making a difference, who are already very successful at what it is that you want to do. It's just going to make things a lot easier. Okay, you know that a lot of the hard work has been done. It's a proven market. And as the saying goes, right? Pioneers, I think it is, the saying is, pioneers get scalped, settlers prosper. Then we have step number three, okay? And that is create or find an MVP. So what is an MVP? It's a minimum viable product, okay? So let's start by finding an MVP, okay? So find a product, right? And there is going to be a related link somewhere around here to a video that shows you exactly how to find MVP products, how to find high converting products on ClickBank in this case that you can promote as an affiliate. So an MVP is a minimum viable product. So find that, find a proven product, okay, that's already converting well, and then market it, okay, as an affiliate, whether it's blogging, email marketing, social media marketing. Again, I highly recommend you subscribe to this channel, like and comment, and also make sure to click on that bell icon because we're constantly releasing videos on all of these topics, okay? So find a high converting product that you know is already selling well, that you know that your market already likes and buys, you know that your competitors are succeeding with, and once you have that, go and market it, okay? You know it's a proven product. Now, if you're building your own product, or maybe you're a coach, you're a consultant, then you either find a third-party product or you may choose to create your own product, okay? And in that respect, that's very, very important. I was having this conversation with a good friend of mine just a couple of days ago in Bangkok. And he was telling me how, you know, oh, he was like 60% way through of creating his own product. He was building all the modules and all of that you know, was kind of taking time from focusing on what he should really be focusing on. So he was focusing on creating this amazing product before even having sold a single copy of it. Okay. Instead, create an MVP, like the very, very, very basics of the product. Okay. Then go sell it. Okay. Don't make this perfect product with all these bells and whistles. That's just going to take a lot of time and attention. Building a product that potentially people may not want. So you just create the MVP. That's what we do in a lot of our programs at 80/20 Research. You create the basic MVP. You go sell it. You see if people want it. You get customers' feedback. Okay. And then, of course, you can, for the early adopters, you can give special charter pricing, special charter discounts, memberships, what have you. You get the feedback, and based on that early feedback, you then expand and build on the product. Or again, if you're looking to get started to making six figures online in 2019, if you're just really just getting started, I would even recommend, like I said, just pick an existing MVP, pick an existing high converting product and promote that instead of you having to build a product, okay? Then, step number four, and this is super, super important, okay? Gone are the days where you could just drive traffic to an offer and make money. You can still do it, I just don't think, it's not very smart and it's going to be nowhere as profitable as if you do it this other way instead. And that is brand yourself. Whether you're selling your product or whether you're selling someone else's product, brand yourself, okay? If you look at the biggest brands online and offline, Apple, Coca-Cola, Microsoft, you know, the list goes on and on, right? They all have a very strong brand. In fact, there are some very big social media, you know, personalities or influencers online, they have a big brand. They don't have a single of their own product. Right? They don't have a single product. All they do is just they promote third-party products. Now, why are they so influential? Why are they so successful? Why are they making so much money? Why are they making such a big impact in the world? Is because they branded yourself, okay? So how do you brand yourself? Make sure to subscribe to this channel. Click on the bell icon because, again, we are going to be releasing videos on how to brand yourself, and that's going to be, you click there and it's going to give you those alerts for when the videos are released. But in a nutshell, you want to create a brand that stands for something, okay? So whether you put your face on camera, whether you don't have to, it can just be your voice, or it can be your content, it can be a blog, whatever it is that you do, brand yourself, because guess what? There's only one of you, right? And you will be able to provide a different perspective, whether you believe me or not at this stage. I know it's a different topic. Again, make sure to subscribe to the channel. But believe me, there's only one of you, right? And people will resonate with you. So choose something that you stand for. And again, I'll publish some more videos on this later on as we go. And brand yourself. And step number five, fall in love with your customers. Yes. Okay, now you may be thinking, okay, but I don't even have a product or I'm selling other people's products. Like, how can I fall in love with like other people's customers? Well, guess what, right? People who are buying your product or people who are buying the products that you recommend, they are your customers, right? Of course, they're also the other person's customers, but that's his or her thing. They're your customers. Why? Because they are trusting you, right? To buy the products that you recommend, because they are paying your bills, because they're helping you grow your business, because they're helping you achieve your life mission, because they're helping you make a difference in the world, whatever that is, they are your customers. Okay. Now fall in love with them. Okay. Why? Because you are given the chance. They have trusted you. Okay. With their money, with their time, right? You have a chance to make a difference to them. You have a chance to change their life. Okay, so fall in love with them. Listen to what they have to say. Go the extra mile, okay? Whether it's recording additional training, giving them additional bonuses, inviting them to a special webinar, to a live event. We do this all the time at 80/20 Research. Or just send them whatever it is, okay? Fall in love with them. The more you fall in love with them, the more they will reciprocate by giving you not just their time, their money, but their attention, and therefore, in turn, will make you more successful, okay? Fall in love with your customers. Step number six. Step number six is optional. You can have a 6 to 7 figure a year business with just steps 1 to 5, okay? All of those steps you can do with free advertising methods. Step number six is scaling up your business, your brand with paid advertising. Why would you do that? Well, if you have a system in place, right? That for every $1 you put in, spits out $3, right? Well, how many times would you do that, right? As many times as you possibly can. And that's exactly what paid advertising is, okay? So once you've found your niche and you followed all the steps, right? You have your MVP, you have your products, and you know, you have the right relationship with your customers, you have your right brand, then you can blow that up with paid advertising, whether it's social media advertising, whether it's other forms of online advertising, whether it's offline advertising, okay? Essentially, you've built this machine, you've built this fire that is generating profits, that is making an impact to the world, okay? That is helping you achieve your life mission, okay? And then it's like, well, how can I amplify this that message? How can I reach more people, okay, with paid advertising, okay? And so, for example, that's exactly what I did when I got started. When I got started, I started with free traffic because I was broke. I didn't have a lot of money, okay? And then naturally, once the business became more and more profitable and hit that, you know, that 3, 4, 5 figures a month mark, right, then that's when I scaled up with paid advertising, because I had the data, I had the confidence, I had the systems, the automation in place that would turn, you know, $1 that I would put in to pay advertising $2, $3, $4, etc. Okay, now all of that, do you have to do it yourself? No, you can use systems, people, and processes to do all that, okay, to essentially take paid advertising, right, and then help you explode the business. Because a lot of that follow-up that you will need, especially when you're doing paid traffic or paid advertising, a lot of that follow-up, it will have to be a lot more intense, right? Because you're going to be spending a lot of money potentially in this, but you're going to be making a lot more money. And so if you have that highly profitable paid advertising system in place, okay, where you spend $1 and, you know, you're making $2, $3, $4 back, whatever that is. And you're going to, as I said, you know, nothing is guaranteed, but potentially from my experience and those peers around me, you know, potentially you're going to be making a lot more money. Well, all of that can be automated. I'm going to be releasing a video on how to automate your online business in 2019. So again, make sure to subscribe somewhere here around this video and click on that bell icon so that you get alerted from when we release that video. Okay, so that's step number 6. You blow up with pay advertising. So let's recap. Okay, step number 1 is you find your niche. Step number 2 is you then understand your competitors. Step number 3, you create or find an MVP. Number 4, you brand yourself. Here we go, 4. And then number 5, this is super important. Money is just a means to an end, right? People say, oh, they're doing this for money. No, it's not. You don't do this for money. You do this for many other reasons. For example, my mission is to help 100,000 people achieve time, money, and location freedom by December 31st, 2020. So that's why I do it. So once you, and that's step number 5, you fall in love with your customers. And step number 6, okay, you then blow up with paid advertising. Once you've done that, what's the next step? Well, the next step, which actually should be worked in parallel, is working on your mindset, right? All of these are tactics and strategies, okay? They are the 6 steps to 6 figures online in 2019, and they can make you very, very successful. However, to really have a solid and highly profitable business here, and I'm not talking just making a few thousand dollars a month. I'm not taking making 6 figures a year. That is easy. You can make 6 figures a year easily by just following these 6 steps. That's it. However, if you really want to blow up, you need to work on your mindset. That is where the secret really lies. 80% of your success is going to be mindset. 20% is going to be tips, strategies, techniques, like the ones you learned here today. Okay, so how do you fix your mindset? There is a link below on my, I think it's 15 mindset hacks to making $1,000 online or more, okay? So make sure to click below and download the free mindset cheat sheet to making $1,000 online or more. Now, that being said, if you found this video useful, if you enjoyed it, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, click on that bell icon, again, to be alerted when we publish all the additional follow-up training videos to this one. And also leave a comment below. Let me know how you enjoyed this video. I aim to respond to all comments personally. That being said, again, go out and implement. These are the 6 steps to making 6 figures online in 2019. You can easily make 6 figures online in 2019 just with these 6 steps. So go and implement. Let me know. Comment below. Let me know how you get along.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, select the bell icon so you can get notified every time we launch a new episode, or leave a 5-star review if you're listening to this as a podcast. Before you leave, don't forget to click on that link in the description box or go to guide.tiz.tv to get free instant access to the No BS Guide to Wealth. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.